Universities and colleges are wrestling with the impact of COVID-19. The University of Mississippi Medical Center has set up a tent for overflow COVID patients. That state doesn't have one ICU bed left. Some Clemson University professors in South Carolina are planning to walk out Wednesday to protest Clemson's decision to not impose an indoor mask mandate. Indiana University has one. Student lawsuits protesting it went all the way to the Supreme Court, which upheld the school's choice. And now the University of Illinois system is also mandating that its students, faculty, and staff get vaccinated before they come to campus. University of Illinois System President Timothy Killeen is here. Hello, President Killeen.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
And I'm imagining that you watched the Indiana University lawsuit make its way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, we did. We paid close attention to that. We give our students, our faculty and staff a choice. They can, if they want to be on campus, we are requiring vaccinations. If for whatever medical or religious reason, a student, for example, can't get vaccinated, we have the backup of frequent, fast, very accurate testing. So we have a raft of protocols that will keep our campuses safe, but they definitely include vaccination, which is the main tool we have now.
Yeah, and you speak of testing. Stanford University just recently announced it will require students to take weekly COVID tests regardless of the vaccination status, because there is some concern about, you know, who do you trust? How are you going to determine what's valid proof of a vaccination?
We're very fortunate. We've got a big medical school. We've got virologists, epidemiologists, public health experts, digital experts for the contact tracing, and all of those above. And we rely a lot on our own expertise base. Last year, we did millions of our own tests. We came up with our own saliva test, which is very accurate, and it's now in broad use elsewhere. So we have that. We had 20 testing stations set up last year. So what we're going to do this year is we're going to make sure we fully understand the evolution of particularly the Delta virus in both vaccinated and unvaccinated populations.
But so to be clear, you are going to require proof of vaccination from the students and staff and teachers.
Yes, we're requiring a verified vaccination status, and we double-check with the state. So we're looking at that. The majority of our students, faculty, and staff are vaccinated or going to be vaccinated.
You mentioned the Delta variant and your concerns about that. But the epidemiologists that we're speaking to are saying that it's actually the spread that we're seeing, the wildfire that we're seeing in states like Texas, Mississippi, Florida, it's because the Delta variant is taking advantage of unvaccinated people. It's really the lack of vaccinations that's causing the spread. What are you hearing back from students? Are people stepping up? Do they get this? Or are you getting pushback like Indiana did?
Well, we've got a little pushback, but I can tell you firsthand that most of the responses have been positive and supportive. All of that said, we have to be on our toes and we cannot be complacent. We did our own vaccine trials ourselves. We're doing therapeutic clinical trials for the NIH and the FDA. So we've got a lot of expertise looking at what's happening with this Delta virus.
It strikes me that universities have sort of a good news, bad news situation going on. Great news is that you are centers of science and study and you can do a lot of this yourself, the protective work that's needed. On the other side, I'm sure you have towns saying, oh, my God, here come 25,000 kids, you know, from across the country, maybe from states where there haven't been vaccinations. So you've got to protect both the students and the towns. And that brings me to, it's one thing, you know, they'll go, you know, you have it figured out how they go in classrooms. What are you going to do about keg parties and, you know, 50 kids crammed together in a bar downtown with maybe somebody from town who's not vaccinated? I mean, are you going to require any masking or distancing? What are you thinking there?
Yes, we're going to be requiring masking for everybody following the CDC guidance inside, you know, inside classrooms, inside corridors, inside buildings. Now, keg parties, yes, we had an example of that or two last semester, and we reacted very quickly. The speed of our testing was very helpful last year. We learned a lot. If I'm worried about one thing, it's we don't know yet how quickly the Delta can transmit. And we do know that our testing system, fast, frequent, rapid, non-invasive, low-cost testing system, which incidentally we use in the adjacent town as well, how fast it goes, though, is the key thing that we really need to understand, because is testing twice every other day sufficient? Do we need to go to once every day? And we're going to have to keep our own beady eye on how this Delta is propagating through our communities, and we will do just that.
As you say, we don't yet know how fast this Delta spreads. We don't know a lot about that. We do know. We do know there are, you know, very few, if not zero, people extremely ill from the Delta variant who have been vaccinated. Timothy Killeen, president of the University of Illinois System. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you in the fall.
Thank you so much for your interest and all your work. Thank you.
Well, we should note we scheduled an interview with a university not mandating vaccinations. They did cancel. We're still hoping to hear a voice on that reasoning.